escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, guys. Great show. Love it.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Hey, everybody, good morning. 1 hour away from the rivalries jerseys being revealed. We have a Dolphins leak. We've seen their black jerseys, which might represent Miami Knights. So a Bills uniform set in an hour. We'll see what it looks like. They'll wear it week five against the New England Patriots in a Sunday night game. Checking in now with 14 teams in 14 days as we prepare for the season. We're going to go to Pittsburgh and chat with Christopher Carter, host of Locked On Steelers, for a little look at the Steelers season. The Bills will go to Pittsburgh this year and play the Steelers. Good morning, Christopher. Jeremy and Joe, thanks for taking some time today.
What's up, guys? Guys, great to be on with you guys again.
1 week away from the season. We're excited, you know. I mean, Bills are hoping to take one more step, maybe two more steps. For Pittsburgh, what is it this year? It's Aaron Rodgers. It didn't go well in New York. We saw that firsthand here in Buffalo. What is the ceiling? What is it for Pittsburgh this year?
I think the Steelers are looking at potentially having an 11-win season if all things go right. I don't think they win the division this year, but I do think that they can get themselves in a better wild card position where maybe they can get the fifth seed and play the lowest division winner of the AFC, and that would give them a chance to actually compete in the playoffs rather than getting blown out by the Ravens, the Bills, or the Chiefs as they have been the last three times they've been in the playoffs.
How likely do you think they are to achieve that? Not just to make it, but to win one of those games. And it could be very different, right, based on their opponent. I mean, it depends on the division. If they are the 5 seed and you get an AFC South winner, it's very different than coming to Buffalo or Kansas City. So I guess for you, does it need that? Or could you even see them knocking off a big team like that if things go well with Aaron Rodgers?
See, to me, it's less even about Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is, like, for the problems with Aaron Rodgers with the Jets was that they brought him in to be the guy, to be the only thing that was going to save them in that with their franchise. They paid him $40-plus million. They handed him the keys. He was able to pick his coordinators, his teammates, all those factors, right? The Steelers have done none of that. None of his coaches are with the Steelers. You look at the players they've added. Now, they wanted to add Marquez Valdes-Scantling. That didn't work through the waiver wire. But I think that what they've done is they said, hey, Aaron, just come and be part of something that you can just be a good player in and be an efficient quarterback. What's really going to determine the Steelers' success this year are two things: how good their defense can be with the changes that they've made, and how well their offensive line develops, because that's where all their picks have been the past few years. You look at Broderick Jones in the first round, Troy Faltano in the first round, Zach Frazier in the second round. They've really invested in this group being better, and they've looked better in the preseason. Now they just need to show it during the year. But if they achieve those things, then I think Aaron Rodgers, all he has to do is just be an efficient quarterback. He doesn't have to be a high-volume passer. All he has to do is just kind of, hey, let's keep the interception rate down. Let's take advantage of when we see opportunities in other teams' defenses. And if he does those factors, I think that the Steelers can get to 11 wins. But again, they got to stay healthy. Jalen Ramsey, I think, plays a big factor in this and how he plays this year. But there's a lot of things, but I think that Aaron Rodgers, he's happy to be somewhere where he doesn't have to be the commander-in-chief, if you will.
14 teams, 14 days, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown Engine Shield Protection Warranty on new and used vehicles. Christopher, have there been rumblings of another move coming for the Steelers? I feel like the Steelers writers that I follow have indicated that they expect something still to come.
So here's the thing. Omar Khan is looking to make a move somewhere. He wants to add a wide receiver, maybe find some offensive line depth. But they are not, like a lot of people try to say the Steelers are all in this year. The Steelers are not all in. If they were all in, they would have traded up draft picks for this year already to make some of the moves they have. They wouldn't have given up George Pickens. They wouldn't have given up Minkah Fitzpatrick. They would have said, hey, here's our second or third or first round picks for the trades that they have made for DK Metcalf and Jalen Ramsey and such. But instead, the Steelers, what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to make themselves a little bit more better for right now while still keeping the window open for the future, because their ultimate plan is to draft a quarterback in this upcoming draft class. They really like this class with Cade Klubnik, with Lenore Sellers, Garrett Nussmeier. I doubt Arch Manning is in the picture, but that's something that I think that they're, you know, but in general, they still just really like this class. So I think that's the thing that people need to realize, is that as the Steelers are looking to make a move, it's not a move that's going to be a blockbuster. Like a lot of people are saying, oh, Terry McLaurin. I'm like, first of all, Terry McLaurin ain't leaving the Commanders. That's going to get worked out. I think it could be more of like a Romeo Dubs type player, a guy on the back end of his rookie deal who's fallen down his depth chart a little bit, and his team is like, hey, we can move on from this guy for a very minimal trade swap. I think that's what Omar Khan's looking for right now, and if the Steelers make a move, it'll be something along those lines.
Yeah. Do you think that move does Gabe Davis qualify as that move? He visited in Buffalo last week after he visited with Pittsburgh, although yeah, it's been over a week since then, so I don't know.
Yeah, that was the second time they visited him, or he visited them, and it makes me wonder if his knee is okay, because that knee was what kind of got him out of Jacksonville, and now he's been there twice in Pittsburgh. Unless Omar Khan is, like, you know, kind of gauging to other situations, I thought they would have pulled the trigger when he last visited Pittsburgh. Of course, he could also be looking for the best situation for himself, right? Like, if I get to reunite with Josh Allen, that'd be better than, you know, linking up with old man Aaron Rodgers. But I do think Gabe Davis is one of their options. I just don't know how healthy he is.
Yeah. The offense as a whole, so we talked about Rodgers a little bit. The fit with him and Arthur Smith, like, do you feel like that, how has it sounded, I guess, throughout training camp, him being in an offense that, I mean, Smith in general, he's going to run two tight ends a lot, play action. Do you feel like Rodgers will adapt to that type of offense? It's a little different, I think, than maybe even a lot different than what he's run a lot in his career.
No, I agree. It's definitely different. I think he's willing to adapt, because Arthur Smith is adapted to having Aaron Rodgers. Like in the last few years where he's had Russell. Well, last year that really was the first year he's in Pittsburgh. But last year he had Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and they didn't use the middle part of the field, partially because they didn't trust their quarterbacks to read the middle part of the field. But they're using a lot of more middle field concepts that allow Aaron Rodgers to use, hey, what's one of the best factors he's always had in his career? His cerebral ability to pick apart defenses and read what's going on. And I think that's what they're kind of relying on. Hey, Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to read some of these middle of the field routes and be a smarter quarterback than what the Steelers have had even before Arthur Smith, with Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph. And that's where they're going to say, hey, we're tailoring this offense so that you can do a little bit more of those things. But still, yeah, they're still going to be using some double tight end sets. Don't be surprised if they come out in some triple tight end sets, because they really like their number three tight end in Darnell Washington, who's been with the team for the past few years. So I do think that there's going to be some adjustment on his part. But rest assured, Arthur Smith's also adjusting to things that Aaron Rodgers wants I watched from training camp from the early parts where Aaron Rodgers was kind of eyeing down some of the Steelers receivers and saying like, hey, need you to be more specific in what we're doing here. But they've ironed out some details, and I really like some of the young guys they got behind DK Metcalf, Calvin Austin, a fourth year player who's really fast, runs a 4.3 40 yard dash. And Roman Wilson, the guy who didn't get to play last year out of Michigan, he's another speedster who they've really liked. And I think that both of them, with their ability to kind of get loose against defenders, are going to be bonuses for Aaron Rodgers this year. So I do think that they got some things keyed up that'll fit his skill set.
Christopher Carter of the Locked On Steelers podcast, covering the Steelers with us, breaking down Pittsburgh. Christopher, thanks for the time, and we'll maybe chat down the line when the Bills and Steelers meet this year.
Thanks, fellas. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right. I always forget the Bills play the Steelers this year. I don't know why, it just kind of sneaks by me.
Yeah, November 30th, week 13, 4:25 in Pittsburgh.
Be a good game to go to, right?
Yeah, I've never been to that stadium for anything. It's drivable.
Mm-hmm.
November in Pittsburgh. That's not bad, right? Well, it's late November. It's last time they were in Pittsburgh.
It's not the Tyler Croft game, is it?
Yes, that is why I was trying to picture
Sunday Night Football,
the Bills in that stadium, and because that game was at night, and it was a COVID year, right?
I don't know about that. No, my wife went to that game where the Bills clinched the division by beating the Steelers. Tyler Croft touchdown, kind of late. Is the score like 16-9 or something?
Okay.
What is the score of that game?
17-10.
Oh, I was close. Right? 17-10?
They don't win the division that year, though.
That's the wild card year. They clinch a playoff spot? What is it?
It must be a playoff spot.
Okay.
Because that's 2019.
Gotcha.
They're a wild card team at Houston, so that must have been for the playoffs. Maybe, do they also clinch a division the next year against? They beat the Steelers the next year at home.
Yeah, but that's...
In December.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the clinch of the division. Did they do that back-to-back years, clinch something against Pittsburgh? I don't know.
I just remember that game being something clickable, or something clinchable, I should say.
Yeah.
Because that's why she went. It was like, they can clinch. If they win that game, they clinch.
It must have been for the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
They've played four times in a row in Buffalo, then Pittsburgh, and then Buffalo before that. So they've only, in the last 12 years, they've only played in Pittsburgh one time. So.
Yeah.
2013, they played in Pittsburgh. Remember that game at all?
Hold on. In Pittsburgh,
they lost.
Hold on. Yes, I do. I remember that game. That's a game because right before that game, they lose 23-10. Ooh. Somebody got beat bad on a play action. Why do I remember
that?
For
a touchdown?
Yeah, something like that.
Let's see. Touchdowns in that game.
The thing I remember about that game is before that, Stevie Johnson didn't play. Okay?
Yeah, I don't have him on here.
Okay, because this is a very random reference.
Yeah, and the Bills leader in catches that day was Chris Gregg.
Chris Gregg.
No, wait, there's Stevie. He 3 for 48.
He played?
Yeah, 3 for 48 on 10 targets.
Maybe he didn't play the next game. He was coming back from injury. Chris Gregg.
He caught a touchdown in that game. The Chris Gregg game, they call it.
The Pittsburgh game, maybe. I guess Stevie did. I guess it's a different game. I just remember there was a game because 2013 is Marone, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Marone and EJ.
Marone. Yep. They scored 10 points.
They scored 10 points.
Yeah, young Parcells. The thing I remember about, I thought it was that Pittsburgh game. Maybe it was right before, right after. Maybe right after they lose. See, Stevie played the next week.
Let's see.
There's a game where Stevie Johnson misses, and I ask Marone a question, something along the lines of, what's harder to replace? You know, the player on the field who's the top receiver, or the guy that knows the offense the best, right? Like the idea that you have to go to a second string player.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it the physical tools you miss or the understanding of the offense? And he got so mad that I was suggesting, I don't even know. He flipped out. He flipped out on the air.
Does not even sound like a, it sounds like a,
I was just trying to, you know, ask,
layup,
you know,
question.
Just absolutely flipped out on the
he
air.
He missed the next week against the Jets.
Okay, so it was after that game.
So he maybe got hurt in the Pittsburgh game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flipped out.
Yeah, he only played 60% of the snaps.
What kind of question is that? You know, are you guys with us or against us? Like one of those ones where he's asking if we're, aren't you guys, get on the team.
Right.
That was Marone's second season, right? He's 2012.
Yeah.
Because in 2012, he was a delight on the air. And in 2013, he changed.
He was just a different person. He was mad all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was so miserable all the time, and that was part of it.
That was his first year with the Bills, but it was late. So maybe he morphed in the middle of the season.
Maybe.
Maybe that's the moment when it all turned.
Maybe. Who knows?
Hey, they won that game against the Jets the next week, even without him. 37. They scored 37.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I don't remember any of this.
No.
Manual, 245 and two touchdowns.
Nothing.
These stats don't look like they should have scored 37 points in this game. How did they score? This is how they scored 37 points this game. You had a Denoris Searcy pick six. Turnovers by the Jets. There you go. That's the answer.
Speaking of, who'd you just mention?
Not
there?
The 2013 Bills.
Pittsburgh. Oh, speaking of road trips.
Pittsburgh.
College road trips.
Yeah, so we were talking with Howard in here about...
Because Howard popped in a minute ago. He didn't come on the air. I told him
I'd never been to a major college game.
Yep.
So
you went to Syracuse last year, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you were talking about going to Syracuse.
No, I didn't.
Last year.
Didn't happen.
And I told you
I was going to go see them play Miami.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it didn't happen.
Do we have our first look at the rivalries uniforms? I think we might.
For the Bills?
Maybe. I think we might.
We got a leak?
I think we do.
Okay. This is exciting.
This is
kind of the drop. Oh, are you looking at this graphic that I'm also looking at that has all of them?
Yes.
It looks computer generated to me. Just want to throw that out there. Doesn't mean it's wrong.
That's right. It has the Dolphins one. It would have, if this were correct,
sportslogos.net is usually on the stuff, and this guy's from sportslogos.net.
If this is the case, four of the eight are just black jerseys. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. San Francisco, Miami, the Jets.
The Jets would just be a congratulations. Where Seattle might look cool here. And the Patriots doesn't look anything different than what they wear. If this is the Bills one, I think this is a good sign. It's white. It almost looks like a UB white road jersey.
It does kind of look like UB.
It looks like UB, yeah. But it looks like if this is it. No, you know what? I think that is a UB jersey. That's a UB. It says Buffalo on the. Whatever.
Yeah, it does.
It looks a lot like a UB jersey. If this is it, I don't think this is that bad.
No, I like this.
If this is it, it's a gradient number, white uniform, blue outline. The helmet would be white.
Looks like there's a little bit of texture in the middle of the helmet, where the stripe would normally be.
Which I have heard, I had someone write in that the helmet stripe might be like ice cracking.
It looks like ice. It looks like ice cracking to me.
If these are them, hold on. I must prepare for what you have to say when you see New Jersey. These are clean. Wow, so clean.
Well, especially when they're white.
For sure.
They have to be white.
G1's posted on the stream. All right, where do we see that? Who tweeted out this rumored leak? It includes all eight
It's at the Twitter account for it.
Yeah.
Andrew Lind, who is a writer at sportslogos.net.
Okay.
And they are normally pretty good on this stuff.
So if you're on if you're on the stream, we're going to put it up on the stream. You'll be able to see what we're looking at here on the YouTube stream. And can you zoom in on the Bills one? Is that possible to do that? I'm not sure if we can like clip that. This is from Andrew Lind. And if this is them, I would say already ranked, Cardinals, Bills, Seahawks have done well.
The Cardinals one is awesome.
It looks very good.
The Cardinals has like a sand texture.
You can't see the whole
thing. Uniform. I like the logo on the helmet. It's just red.
Yeah. If this is it, there's the Bills one. Okay. Like that looks like UB.
It does look a little like UB.
I am here to defend Gradient graphics to my death. I think Gradient is fine. You've got graphic design people that can't stand a Gradient. I think it's fine. If this is what the Bills uniform is, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want to see more details.
It's cool without I think it's cool without being what I originally hoped for this series when it was first announced, which is just the wildest NFL uniforms you've ever seen.
Yeah, I was hoping for some crazy wild stuff.
And too. They haven't done that at all.
I don't know that the Bills
not at all, but they're not what you see from other leagues where you see City Connect in baseball or City Connect in the NBA right. where they will go off the wall. These are nice. They are different. I wouldn't describe them as off the wall.
No. G, can you zoom in on Seattle? Because Seattle, we can't see everything that's going on here.
Seattle looks like one side of the helmet is a different color than the other side of the helmet.
Yeah. If we zoom in on Seattle, it looks like, again, their teaser video was about sound and waves and the idea that, like, so, yeah, scroll up. Like, I just went to a commercial on YouTube. Sorry about that. At least for my feed, it did. The Seattle one looks potentially the coolest.
He zoomed in on it.
Okay. I'm in a commercial. Let me skip this. That one to me looks potentially the best. The black ones are just worthless.
Yeah.
I mean, the Niners are going to wear black. The Rams are going to wear black. Worthless. Congratulations. You made four more black. Every team just added a black jersey. And now four more teams are adding a black one. Congratulations. Have a good time.
I'm very happy the Bills didn't.
You might say the Bills. Oh, what did the Bills do? They added a white one. Sure. That might be right. But if this is it, I think I like the first look, and I think I'm back to being encouraged. I'm back to thinking, it does look like a UB Bulls jersey. Ready for this?
It looks more like a stormtrooper than their stormtroopers.
Maybe. Do you like this idea? Because I told you who I want to get my next jersey, right?
Deion Dawkins.
Yeah.
You want to get this in Deion Dawkins?
I mean,
he is the snowman.
That's the idea. Ready?
You're going to get the name on the back says snowman?
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Right?
Kind of like that.
Custom make 77 snowman.
Yeah.
I'm now 46. This is the age you start to really appreciate offensive linemen. I'm supposed to start to really value the line now.
You are, yeah.
I think this is like a perfect storm scenario of like you get a white jersey that's supposed to be like about snow.
77 snowman.
Yeah.
And I'd like they're going to be thousands of those.
I'd like to go further, and I think we should all protest the NFL or that they allow Deion Dawkins
to
say snowman on the back of his jersey when they wear these, and also not have the number 73, but just have a snowflake in place of the number on both sides.
It looks like an asterisk. Snowflake.
I guess it does.
No, you could add the little tines on the end of it.
Yeah, there's a little details where like the little branches off of the stems that make it look more like a snowflake than an asterisk. Do that.
Well, I am encouraged by this. I think the Jets look like death. The Rams might have some redeeming qualities. The Niners, get out.
The Rams at least have like the really bright yellow that's going. And I don't know if that blue is on their jersey or if that's like the light from the graphic. There's a blue on the Rams shoulder. I think that's on the uniform. I can't tell.
I don't know.
I hope it is.
It looks like lighting. The top three to me.
The Niners look like a uniform that they've made 10 years ago.
Right. Just no value.
Yeah. Arizona's is nice. I love Arizona. Arizona's going to be number one for me. I think
Arizona, Buffalo, Seattle are going to be the top three.
And New England just, I don't know.
We'll see. You can't see enough of it. Maybe there are elements of it that are cool. Well, we find out officially at 10 o'clock.
If these are real. It still does look computer generated, doesn't it?
Yeah.
These aren't real. Like, that's not a real picture of Keon Coleman.
No, that's right. But again, this is Andrew Lind, as you pointed out, from sportslogos.net.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to make that up.
No.
And these are going to be them.
That site is always on top of this, on uniform stuff and logo stuff all the time, too. So. All right. For now, I'm going with it. That's what it is.
I can't believe four of them are black. I can't believe it. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could make the same criticism if four of them were just white. And the Bills have a white one. But the idea of white here is that it's connected to the region. Snow, winter, winter's coming. Like, that makes sense. What about San Francisco's, like, oh, black uniforms?
I don't know. Like, throw some colors around.
Listen, I am very relieved because
colors,
there are eight uniforms that come out. And if one of them is the Bills and I like it and there are other ones that I hate, that's like hitting for the cycle for me. I scratched every itch. I got a new uniform I like. I got some I get to hate on.
Yeah.
Perfect.
When are the Kraken coming out with their third jersey that's going to glow in the ice with like that, you know, bioluminescent color?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be soon. All right. We'll get a break in. 803-0550. We have to run waivers on our former Bill, future Bill draft.
We do. And before the break, if you're caller 5 right now, 2214-WGR, you win a pair of tickets to Deftones with special guests Fanagram and the Barbarians of California, KeyBank Center on September 1st, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.